Food writer Cheryl Sternman-Rule first started making yogurt when she was in the Peace Corps in Eritrea. It was the best way for her to save the milk that was so rare there. That experience took root, and Cheryl began obsessively documenting the disparate cultures of yogurt from all over the world. She gathers information on her website, Team Yogurt, and in her book, Yogurt Culture, A Global Look at How to Make, Sip, and Chill the World's Creamiest, Healthiest Food. She sat down with contributor Melissa Clark to fill us in on some yogurt basics.
Hello, Cheryl. So great to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you too, Melissa. Thanks for having me.
What's the difference between regular yogurt and Greek yogurt exactly?
The exact difference, and yes, it is very easy to make it yourself, is you are straining out the whey, which is the liquid part of the yogurt. So if you take regular, what we consider regular traditional style yogurt, you have the milk proteins, which are the solids, and you have the whey, which is the liquids, and they are whisked together. And when you strain them out, the whey falls through the straining mechanism, whether it's a piece of cheesecloth or it's a fine mesh strainer. And the whey separates out and the milk solids remain. And because you have taken out the liquid, they are very, very creamy and concentrated in protein.
Most of the yogurt that we see in the yogurt case is made from cow's milk, but you can also find goat milk yogurt and sheep's milk yogurt. Do all of these animals' milks work just as well for making yogurt?
They do. They all have different properties, so they do produce a yogurt with different textures and different flavor profiles. Goat milk yogurt is very delicate. It's got smaller buttermilk particles than cow milk, so the yogurt itself, after it's fermented, has a looser set. It's a little bit more pourable. Some people find it easier to digest if people have a cow milk allergy to lactose. They can often digest goat milk and goat milk yogurt because it has less lactose. And then the other difference with goat milk and cow milk is that the protein, which is called casein in milk, is a different variety of casein in goat milk than in cow milk. So again, people who are milk allergic may be milk allergic to the casein in cow's milk, but not to the casein in goat's milk.
And then I guess the same would apply to sheep's milk as well.
So sheep is a little bit different in that it has more milk solids. So whereas goat milk tends to be a little bit runnier with a looser pour, in fact, sheep's milk is on the other side of the spectrum. It has more solids, so it's less watery even without straining, which creates this very creamy, unctuous mouthfeel, which is quite lovely. And sheep milk yogurt is very common in the Mediterranean, especially in parts of Turkey and Greece, and a little bit harder to find even than goat milk yogurt here in the U.S. And I'm hoping that that's going to change because it's very special.
So, Cheryl, give me a really quick primer on how to make yogurt.
Sure. It's a very simple four-part process. You're essentially heating milk to 180 degrees, dropping that temperature down to 115 degrees, adding a specific ratio of active yogurt to your milk, and then keeping that pot warm for 6 to 12 hours until the pH drops and the milk thickens and ferments into yogurt.
Wow, that's all.
That's all.
Cheryl, it's been so great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Cheryl Sternman-Rule is author of Yogurt Culture, a global look at how to make, sip, and chill the world's creamiest, healthiest food. Melissa Clark is author of Cook This Now. Cheryl left us with two recipes, one for blood orange, kalamata, and red onion dip, and the other for basic, simple homemade yogurt. Find them both, splendidtable.org.